Blog Talk Radio.
Scott Enstor Network. Wasn't that an incredible, wonderful GOP nomination, epic last night, standing in front of the Constitution on the wall and the Admiralty flags, you know, with the gold trim and the tassels and the eagles on them and the whole nine yards, everything to indicate that this is not the United States, that everything that you saw was a show, everything you saw was a lie, and that weenie of a man, Ted Cruz, being what he does best, and that's being a useful idiot. You know, Trump, we need to understand who Trump is. We need to understand who Pence is. We need to understand who these people are. Okay? They're not of God. They're of Satan. They are a lie. They are a deception. They are here to keep you in bondage. They are here to enslave you. That is all they're here for. Okay? Now, just the fact of having Democrat and Republican splitting the nation apart has been the priority from day one. Now, I've got a lot I'm going to go through, and I should be able to get it through in an hour. And I'm still recovering from being sick here, so bear with me. But let's just take a look at those two on stage. Now, as you know that I've put on Tinfoil Hat Club, the Goathead Wall of Shame, okay, and Pence, first thing he does is he comes out, you know, the man, right, you know, with a $5,000 suit and throws up the goat head. And then we see Trump doing the 666 with both hands and that smile looking up to make the six, the three sixes. Okay, and then we also see that he's doing so as above, so below, just like Baphomet, Satan. So what part of this do we not understand of who these people are? They're telling us who they are. And, you know, if you're not familiar with the Admiralty flag, this is that means when it's there that we that the rule or the court or the governing, the corporate, means that it's under the British rule. It's under maritime, which is what maritime is. And when you have the tassels, you're showing that the individuals in front of you are admirals over the court. And if it's got the eagle on top, then it's a military admiral court. Okay? Period. And there they are with the gold trim. That's what the gold trim on the flag is, the United States flag. So this is not the flag of the United States of America. Do you understand? We're looking at the enemy literally enslaving every man, woman, and child in America to be used as bulldogs to overthrow the rest of the world. So, excuse me. Now, because the worthless church called the Christian Church in America, every pastor is a sold-out, worthless, I'll just hold my tongue there, for 16 years, I've been doing the best I can to do those things necessary to bring back into the church, as Jesus commanded, to cast out devils. And every church has rejected, has stabbed me, set me on fire, and lately is no change, still the same, things are still... So I have closed my doors here locally. This is a reptilian haven. This is a North American command post for the devil. And every church, anyone who goes to church here, anyone who goes to these Bible studies, all they're getting is a Zionist agenda, the Zionist programming. This, and so what the people are doing is they're selling out their birthright. Okay, we being grafted in with Jesus Christ are the seed of Abraham. We are under a new covenant. We are under a new doctrine, a new, the law has been fulfilled, and anything other than that is a lie. And so the man, the traditions of men, the doctrines that have been shoved down our throats, people have bought it. And so those who are Zionist, those who believe that the Jews are primary, those who believe that Israel is it, I'm sorry. You've been programmed. You've been MK'd. You're a monarch. You might as well just get a tattoo of a butterfly on your head. Because you see, you have demons in your noggin. You have demons in your spirit and your soul. And I'm telling you that a great deal of the people, just as it says in the book, are great fallen away, because you've bought into the doctrines of demons, the traditions of men, that when this all goes down, because before you last night, Trump and Pence, who you were seeing was Satan and Azazel. Okay? Now, most of you don't know who that is, Azazel. Okay? You don't know it because the church told you not to read the book of Enoch. You know, the one that in 400, the Catholic Church and those who were of the Jesuits made sure that it was taken out of the original canons and put into the Vatican in their library. And so you never saw it. So you never knew what went on when Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Enoch did not see death. Okay, so I believe he's going to be one of the two witnesses coming back there. You know, you can argue that all day, but man is appointed to death at least once. So if he did not see death, and we see again in Kings, Elijah, he didn't see death, did he? Ooh, see, everyone's saying it's Moses. No, man was appointed to death at least once. These men did not see death. And as we see, the two witnesses will be killed. So therefore, it's finished. The last one through the door. Do you get it? Do you get it? Read the book of Revelation. You see all hell breaks loose after that. Though it was already bad. The tribulation that they tell you, the church tells you, you're not going to go through. And that's not what the Word of God says. So basically what's taking place here is whether Obama, the reptilian, clone, hybrid, and that's not even a good word for him because it means something that's better and it's not. See, we're made perfectly. We're beautifully, wonderfully made by God. Okay? So the fact that you're willing to sell your birthright out after what Jesus did for you on the cross, you should be ashamed of yourself. Do you understand now why the demons are kicking your rear end? Do you understand why your life sucks? Do you understand why you're under a curse? You've rejected God, and those who rejected God and reject His Son, Jesus Christ, are accursed. Do you understand that? Look, the time's short. I've done all my teachings. I told you about demons. I told you about curses. I told you the difference between blessings and curses. I told you about spiritual warfare. And I'm still getting calls from people who aren't fighting. You're on death's bed, and I send you a book, I send you my prayers, I send you those things, and I ask if you did them, and go, well, no. Well, if you're not going to fight, The word says, resist the devil and he will flee. Okay? You get, just like as I was taught as a young boy in martial arts, when the big kid comes up with two, you know, medium-sized kids, take out the big one. Okay? The other two will run. So you need to stand and fight. It doesn't matter who you are, male, female, young, old, you need to fight. See, you've been given the tools. And the fact that you're not using those tools, okay, could you imagine trying to work on a car with a can opener? Oh, you'll get something done, but it doesn't mean it's the right thing. Oh, you can pop open that gas can, the gas containers and make the gas run out of that, but you're not going to get anything fixed unless you're a MacGyver, you know. There you are on TV, and you're able to do all these wonderful things with a can opener. Okay? But the point of it is you've been given a craftsman set of tools. You ever seen guys, you know, the tool caddy that stands like 6 feet tall? It's got stereo speakers in it, stainless steel, you know, for you guys who love four-wheel drives and working on cars and everything else. We've been given that. And not only that, we've been given the manuals. We've been given everything necessary to do the work ourselves. But you know what? Many of you don't want to get your hands dirty. Now, I don't really like working on cars. I like I like doing things with them, modifying them a little bit. You know, I'm a big ham radio operator. I love it. Been doing it for over 30 years. It's just become who I am. So I like putting that stuff in cars, and I like doing things that assist in camping and then even in emergencies, you know, those things, so you're always ready. That's fun. But to pull an engine out, work on a transmission, no thanks. But you know what? You need an overhaul. You need your oil changed. You've got bad fan belts. You haven't greased your wheels for a while. You haven't put air in the tires. You haven't done anything. And now you're going down the road at 90 miles an hour. And when you have a catastrophic failure of a key component, then you have a problem. An old gym teacher of mine who I liked, he had one of those old Broncos, one of the first Broncos that came out, and he had just got it worked on. Now, those had the worn hubs on the front. You had to, you know, get out and lock them in if you wanted four-wheel drive. And he had just had that worked on. And whether they did something wrong or just because it was a Ford, there was a catastrophic failure, and it caused him to flip, and he was killed. And he was just coming back from getting it repaired. You know, we hear about accidents like that, as crazy as it is, but things do happen. But you see, we're capable of having airbags in our cars. We're capable of having not just the regular seat belts, but we've got a roll cage around us, right? We've got everything necessary to charge into the future of those things that are going to happen with all the tools necessary to sustain us. But what has the church done? The one that you've been going to? Well, they took your manuals away. They cut your seat belt. They took an ice pick and drove it into the airbag. They went in with a hacksaw, and that roll cage is now only a fraction of what it was. And you know, even that helmet, the helmet of salvation, they took that away from you. You know why? Because they told you that wasn't necessary. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when you get in a car accident, I just saw a picture of, you know, FJ Cruiser Toyotas. Okay, they're kind of weird looking. You know, they're not for everybody. But here's a picture I saw of this husband and wife. They had just entered into Mexico, and some kids were joyriding, and they lost control, and they literally hit at 50 miles an hour. Now, that's a combination that means that the kinetic energy is equal to a 100 miles an hour crash. Okay, because of the well-built sharpness of this vehicle, the FJ Cruiser, they walked away. It had airbags on the side, airbags in the front, you know, a full frame, everything, you know, that you'd want. And they walked away. Well, the kids were in a station wagon, and their legs were pinned, and they were, and all their legs were broken. Okay? Now, you have a choice. Do you want to get an FJ Cruiser, or do you want to get in a station wagon? And when you walked out to the parking lot, there were all these so-called pastors that were flagging you to the station wagon. You could have got in the FJ Cruiser, but you say, hey, he knows what he's doing. He's a mighty man of God. And so I'll get in the station wagon. And now you're going down the road at 50 miles an hour, and the devil's coming right at you. And that's only a start. You see, things have just barely started here. And I'm telling you that that Cruz and Pence, these guys are wicked. When God referred to something as wicked, it was the bottom of the barrel. Whoever they were, they're done. You need to remember the angels go about writing into the books those things that will be opened in the days of judgment. And I want to bring to light to you that I've been supporting the Constitution Party. I have a friend locally who's been nominated for representing the state of Idaho. And so you people, and I'm sorry, but the way that you've been programmed is that you will pick the lesser of the two evils. Notice I said the lesser of the two evils. So basically what you're saying is white witchcraft and dark witchcraft. And so I assure you that since you have an alternative, such as the Constitution Party, you know, go, well, Scott, I've never even heard of it. Or they're not going to make it anyways. Why should I vote for them? Because when the books were opened up in the last of days, you had an alternative. You had a man that wants to run for president, who runs an auto parts store, who reads his Bible, who believes in the Constitution, and you didn't even give him the time of day, and you are going to go pick a reptilian to put in a tow office and expect him, one who's portraying a man, and then your belief in man, which is already a counterfeit because he's not a man, then you have chosen something, someone, something over the Word of God. There is accountability for everything that we do. I'm just telling you, there's an alternative here, and no one's even looking at it. And I'm giving it to you. Because at the end of this month, was it next week? Yeah, coming to next week, I'm going to be going down to southern Idaho. And I'll be going to the Constitution Party convention down there in a support with my friend. And so I am active. I have an alternative that I am going to do. Now, is he going to be picked? Is the Constitution Party guy going to be picked for president? Probably not. But do you understand that whether you vote or do not vote, you vote? And by picking a reptilian, because you say you're Republican, because you say you're conservative, because you say you're a Christian, when the books are opened up before God, he's going to go, well, you picked a reptilian. And Scott told you that. Why would you do that? Ooh, fall into the hands of a living God. Not a good thing. I'm warning you now. Okay? I'm warning you now. You need to get your act together. All right. And Ted Cruz makes me sick. He's such a little pansy. God, I hate pansies. You know, men got to be men. Look, you can be, you know, case in point. And I told this story before. And I was doing some work on a well. I used to work on wells. I did the electrical and the controls and all that. So I'm getting these things ready for this farmer, and the truck pulls up, and this guy gets out, and he was a man's man, barrel chest, hair looked like Tarzan, you know. and he was a gentleman, and he was proper, and he knew who he was, and he was kind, he was gentle, and he was respectful to me. And I'll tell you what, anyone who thought they were going to take that guy on was an idiot, because I bet you he could have picked anyone up by the throat and thrown him across the room. But yet he was a kind, considerate man. That's who we need. That is what we need, to know who you are as a man. That no matter what the circumstances are, you're willing to be a man and not someone who tucks their genitals between their legs like we see these transsexuals. It's disgusting. Anyone that thinks that that's okay, anyone who even begins to believe that that's acceptable, that's sickness. You know, when I was going through my deliverance and I was going through my deprogramming, the man who helped me used to lean forward, because I would talk about the things that were going on and so forth, and he would lean forward and he would look at me and he'd say, "Scott, that's really sick." And I'd turn my head and I look at him and I go, "But that's the way it is." And he said, "Yes, but it's sick." And then I'd have to go home and think, you know what? He's right. Just because it's the way it is doesn't mean that it's right. Does it line up with the Word of God? No. Does it edify God? No. Does it actually look like an abomination? Absolutely. So therefore, we're not to be a part of it. We're not even to give the indication or the presence of being in agreement of such things. We're to expose, we're to move forward as men of God. Now, ladies, now this world, the programming, TV, colleges, schools, everything else has taught you to be something other than what God intended you to be. God loves a sweet and gentle spirit in a woman. Believe me. Okay? Now, many of you believe that you can give your husband a hard time. Many of you believe that you can do what you want. And you certainly can, because we are people of free choice. But again, I need to remind you that the angels go about writing into the books those things that will be opened up. And I'll tell you what, I believe the Holy Spirit speaks to all of us, and I believe the Holy Spirit helps us through the times to give us the nudge, to give us the information, the words of knowledge, those things, to make a decision that is godly, no matter what the circumstances are. And it's because of our narcissism or our inability to become humble. Okay, God wants us to become as little children. Okay, those little children came to Jesus. Okay, from there, we're remolded again. We're rebirthed. We're made into something other than what Satan tried to turn us into. Now, that means, and I'll drop the women thing, but as a whole, men and women, displacency. Okay, you're in some kind of trance, apathy. Okay, again, the narcissism issue, because if you're not willing to have compassion for those who are suffering, if you're not willing to do those things that God has called you to be, then you're a narcissist. And Satan was the first one, so there you go. You want to be a card-carrying certified narcissist? Knock yourself out. Now, in that, we have denial. Denial of the situations and what those things are around us, okay? And when we have that, then automatically we're allowing hindering and blocking spirits. Now, whenever I've seen that, then what I've also seen when I go to do a deliverance, it doesn't happen every time, but what I have seen are what's called comatose spirits. And so when I'm working with the individual, they'll actually go unconscious. Okay? Now that tells me there's a deep-seated issue, an open door, a generational curse within a family that has literally taken over your mind, that your mind can be put to sleep. How many of you tried to read the Bible? Huh? And you know, it's 10:15 at night, and you're going to bed, and you thought, well, I'll just read the, you're out, you're done. You wake up the next morning, and the pages are all wrinkled because you rolled over on it. Huh? comatose. Now, I also referred to some of these demons. I just coined it as pearl diving. Okay, you ever seen a pearl diver? Take a big breath, go down in the water because they got to be down there a little bit, right? And some of these people go so deep into their trance that that within 5 minutes, it takes me 30 minutes to get them out of it. Because when you're unconscious, you can't repent. You can't renounce. You can't confess. You can't ask for forgiveness. See what they're doing? So you understand the mind control behind this? Witchcraft is in the middle of every bit of it. All right. And then from there, we've got lying spirits. Okay? Hey, they've even come to God and say, hey, we'll do it. We'll do it. And God says, well, you know what? They bought into the lie. They rejected the Holy Spirit. They grieved the Holy Spirit. They went against those things that I've been teaching them to do. So knock yourself out. Now, deceiving spirits. Okay? Now, let me bring to your attention about a deceiving spirit. And I've written, you know, a lot on this because of borderline personality disorder. And many of you run into this. I run into it all the time. You can tell somebody something and they completely hear something different. And that you may not know that. You may walk away thinking, well, that went well, and come back later on and all hell broke loose because they heard something that you insulted them, you told them a lie, you told them, you know, and you're just going, huh? Okay? Those are deceiving spirits. There's a terminology that psychologists use of putting on these glasses that are so thick that you can't see what's in front of you. And your ear gates and your eye gates are under witchcraft of the and under that is deceiving spirits. Okay? Divination is an amazing thing because under it you've got witchcraft and you've got sorcery. And whenever you have these things, you have necromancy, you have clairvoyance, you have familiar spirits, you've got all of these things that are in your family. And now you go, what's wrong with my family? All I'm trying to do is tell them about Jesus. Well, they can't hear Jesus. See, this stuff's been in your family so long, and because the coward church didn't do what they were supposed to do, nobody has been delivered over 2,000 years. Okay? You ever go to where your tires end up on your car? You know, you go get new tires and they take the old ones off and you never see them again. Well, you know, it's a boneyard. You remember Tarzan movies, and it was where the elephants would go to die, right? They knew at a certain age that they were just going to die, and they would make this long travel to where they all go, and so the ivory tusks were there, and so in some of the old Tarzan movies, that's what the movie was about, was finding the elephant graveyard so they could find all of these tusks and be millionaires. Well, your tires kind of do the same thing, and when you go to these places, there's just stacks of them. I mean, they're just all, some of them are a half a mile long and as high as you can see. Well, you know what the biggest fear of these tire places are? Fire. Because once those tires catch on fire, it takes an act of God to put it out. And the fire is so hot and so toxic that nobody can get near. They have to fight it from a distance, and they got to have the wind just right because the toxins out of that. Okay, you got to remember the natural rubbers and the petroleum products behind it, benzene and all these things, nasty stuff, nasty stuff. So my point is that you have things in your life that stack up and stack up and stack up, and We're basically at the bottom. Okay, so tires are heavy enough, right? Try and pull that tire out from underneath that big stack. What's going to happen? What's going to come tumbling down on you? See, that's what's going on today when it comes to deliverance. You guys are so full of demons, so full of curses, and a lot of you aren't willing to fight. And we come in and we try and pull these tires out, and then you know what you do? Oh, not that one. I like that one. Well, I've seen that. You won't give that baby up. I'm pulling on one side and you're on the other side pulling it back. What's the matter with you? Addiction. Familiarity. It's become who you are. So you've become deceived. And then you become a deceiver. So those in the church, I'm telling you right now, if you're still going to churches, look, the Church of Christ is the body, the people, not the Zionist agenda of four walls that have been placed in America. The ones that is a Babylonian system, that those who are in charge are all Freemasons, which come out of the occult, which come out of the Illuminati, okay? The Talmud, all of this stuff is all tied together. It goes all the way back to Nimrod. And that's what you're in. So you've become deceived. It's become a part of who you are. And no matter how much I tug at you trying to get your demons out, I've said it before, it's kind of like an old dentist crawling up on an old miner's chest and with a pair of pliers and trying to pull that back molar out without any medication. You know, a little bottle of whiskey. And they that's what they used to do. Can't even imagine. So there's a point in time that God gives up. There's a point in time he turns you over to a lie. A debase. You've become wicked. Now some of you say, well, I'm not wicked. I'm humble. Really? Well then, what are you doing? You're going to go vote for Trump. You're supporting Trump. You're supporting something that when you pull the mask off, slivers on the ground. Something that wraps itself around people. And some have tried to say that that's the divination, but no, that's not it. Okay, it's a python. And for every breath that you take and when you exhale, it squeezes tighter. You need to get a shorter breath, and then you exhale, and it squeezes tighter until you can't take breath anymore. And now you're dead in your spirit. That's a puthon. Okay? And so the church is under a puthon. They've been restricted. They can't take a breath anymore. And ruha, the Holy Spirit. Did you ever wonder why people throw up and why they cough and why they yawn when you're doing deliverance? Okay? The spirit comes in and out, and unfortunately, any orifice in your body is open game for a demon. And yes, that means the bottom end. And I've had people that have had problems, they've had to run to the bathroom. I've had people, I got a candle here that I wrote demon candle, just as a joke. Because people who have been sodomized, sometimes they'll sit here and pass gas. And that's actually a good thing, because it means the demons are coming out. Do you understand how foul evil is? And it's always in a sexual nature. And so when you look at Pence, and as Julie's described, and some of the others that are doing this, the foul, horrible things they have done to people. Why? Because they've got all these demons in them. And they're not human. They're of their father, the devil, the seed of Satan. Whether they're a clone or whether they're a reptilian or some concoction of the two, even Robotoid. And as strange as all those names are, that's actually the way it is. But did the church ever teach you that? So when you hear it, you think, oh, that's ridiculous. See the brainwashing? When the truth is withheld from you and you hear the truth, you don't believe it. And that's where we're at. So the deceiving spirits, you've bought the lie. there's going to be a great falling away from the church. And I'll tell you what, you know, we've talked about the brown shirt spirit. We've talked about those things that are going to turn us over to others. It's already taken place. Okay? There's organizations within the church that are supposed to be keeping an eye on the abuse of children. Okay? The state for the protection of children and all these things. No, they're not. This is all human trafficking. This has been going on for a long time. Arizona is right in the middle of it. They've been that way for a long time. Even before I even had a full grasp on it, I was aware of it. So when you've been turned over, you're compliant to evil. Do you want to be compliant to evil? Because evil wishes to destroy. Evil wishes to kill. Evil wishes to steal. Okay? And children are always in the midst of that. Okay? I've told you how much demons hate children. It's amazing. I mean, isn't that weird? I mean, think about that. You know, a kid can be a pain in the rear end, right? But to hate them? To spit because you can't stand to look at a child? Do you get a better picture of what evil is now? You know, you ever heard a child try and sing a song about Jesus? And they're off key? I bet you Jesus cries when he hears that. His heart breaks every time something's done to a child. But you see, Adam was put in charge of the garden, a man. And men are under Jesus. And we've been given those tools, as I mentioned earlier. And those tools, by the way, you got a hammer in your hand, you can do a lot of damage. Someone comes in here and I got a hammer in my hand, believe me, I'm gonna ring their bell. That, you know, someone who tries to hurt me, tries to hurt a child. So those tools are weapons. That nice caddy of tools, believe me, you can do a lot of damage with those things. Now, the fact that Trump is, you know, whether it's Hillary, right? Okay, that clone, can't even stand to look at her. She's so disgusting. The evil, you know, there's demons hanging out of her ears going, woohoo, we're on a ride. Anyone who can see in the spirit can look right at her and she's just crawling like she's got worms all over her. That's how disgusting she is. She also has murder. Every drop of blood that's been spilt from her is under her feet. And she's got a huge accountability coming. Hang on a second. Again, I'm under the weather, so I apologize. 9/11. You think 9/11 was bad? You wait till Trump gets in office. And so what's the weapon of choice now? Cell towers. What's the weapon of choice? Satellites. Microwave. Those things of cell phones. Okay, do you remember me talking about the movie Kingsman? If you haven't seen the movie, I recommend to go see it. And without giving away the plot too much, basically it's using cell phones to do things that are very wicked. And that is a reality. It's here. It's already in place. Everything necessary to cause you to have mental illness, to have heart attacks, to cause you to go insane, to start killing each other, okay, including your children, ladies. Do you understand that? Okay, I'm telling you right now, this stuff's in place, and Julie's got some things she wants to talk about tomorrow. But I want you to know that Trump is not the man, because he's not a man. And any man we shouldn't be following anyways. See, whenever, like Jesus, they wanted to make him a king. Did you know that? Right? Okay. Washington, they wanted to make him a king. Because the people want to be in slavery. They want someone to tell them what to do. They love their enslavement. They want it. And that's the exact opposite of what... See, God didn't want anyone to have a king, but they wanted a king, so he gave them a king. And when the people were in wickedness and idolatry and got away from God, then God gave them a wicked king. And in their wickedness, then the people suffered. Okay? Rain falls on the just and the unjust. And so when you have a nation, just as ours, who has now been completely taken over, those flags behind Pence and Trump are a full indication that the United States is not the United States of America anymore. And anyone who still thinks that, well, I just got through telling you about the denial, apathy, comatose, mind control, blah, blah, blah. There you are. Wake up. Wake up. You know, God wishes that none should perish. But if you deny God, if you deny Jesus, okay, those who deny Jesus are accursed. And so what's the big move right now? To get Jesus out. You can't even speak the word of Jesus in public. Why? Because demons tremble. They fear. They mess themselves. They run like they're on fire. You ever been around a noise that was really annoying, like a bearing gone bad, or you got something in your car? Some of you ladies, one of my past relations said, I don't mind that the belt squeak. I just turn up the radio. Yeah. You know, when it comes to traditions of men, it's one of the reasons we're willing to keep this two-party system, okay, this lie, because we grew up with it. It's familiar. That's one of the problems with relationships that are bad, because you came from a family that was dysfunctional, and so it's familiar. So even though you're, quote, in a church, you're in a familiar atmosphere that keeps you in bondage. So the traditions of men are put in place by demons, because the ones who came up with all this garbage are demon-possessed. And because the church never taught about the Book of Enoch or Jasher or Jubilees or any of these others that were part of the canons, then you don't really know the true nature of demons, and you don't know the deception and the lies and those things. Because when you look at how Satan moves around and what he does, he's an incredible deceiver. He's a liar. And so by not truly understanding that, by not being wise as serpents, wise as serpents, see, you have to, in order to fight them, not that you become them, but you understand them. Understand your enemy, and that's what God's telling us. So traditions of men are basically social engineering. It's a psyop. Okay? Now, whenever you've done something that doesn't work, and you do it again, and you do it again and again, and you expect a different result, you know, they say that's the definition of insanity. I beg to differ with them, because it's a little more complicated than that. But in reality, that is the truth. That if you think that by bringing in two more people, that this world's going to change, the United States is going to come back on its feet, then you're insane. And it means you got demons in your noggin. I remember I was calling them Sparky there for a while? Okay, your brain impulses, the way your brain functions with the electrical and synapses and all that, you got a short in there. Okay, you're not working right. Now, that falls under the category of mental sickness, mental illness. Okay? I'm sorry, but it's true. Because when things are not right, when things are terrible, when things are obvious and you continue, there's something wrong with you. Because that's not how God made us. The Holy Spirit, you've grieved him, you've blocked him, you've thrown him out, and so now you've been turned over. And it may, most likely, is a generational curse. But because you haven't been through deliverance, because you're not doing those things, then you're still under the curse. And so you'll like your bondage, right? So, again, it's one of the reasons we like enslavement. Because our brains aren't working. We can't think for ourselves. And it's too much of an effort to try and do something other than. And so we got our TV, we got football, we got the beer, right? We got those things, we got the internet to do whatever you want to do on there, right or wrong. And we continue in those behaviors. That's an enslavement. Okay, just because you're not having to gather the straw to make the mud bricks, don't think you're not enslaved. Now, this whole atmosphere that is set, the stage is set, is a rejection of Christ. Our communities, our governments, our schools are rejecting Christ. So therefore, they are anti-Christ. Get it? So we live in an anti-Christ environment. And God tells us to come out. If the church isn't doing the Great Commission of Jesus Christ, then it is a antichrist church. And God wants you to come out. Now, I was starting to write the book, Let My People Go. And then this ministry just took off, and I was doing 30 calls a day and the shows and everything else. But I just came to realize that it's too late anyways. No one's going to buy the book. And I'm better off just doing the shows anyways. And in it, I was showing, making my case that how the church has failed you. In fact, they are responsible for your demise. That means your wife that you love, the kids you adore, are all going to be victimized because these rascals who call themselves pastor, which is not the order of God, have put you in a situation that you're going to fail. Because you don't know that you need to fight the devil. You don't know how to pray. You don't know how to cast out demons. That toolbox that Jesus gave you, you kicked it over. And all the tools went flying all over the floor. And you know what? A lot of you think I'm nuts. A lot of you think I'm crazy, that I'm exaggerating. Really? I sit here every day and I talk to people, and this week was an eye-opener for the situations locally here, and Julie knows what I'm talking about. One more piece of evidence to verify that the churches here have nothing to do with God, that they're really a psyop, and that they're actually bringing in death and suicide. Okay? You know, when you have and have allowed wicked to be established as the norm, then when you're turned over, then your punishment is them. Do you get it? If you're dumb enough to get into a relationship with someone all the red flags were there, and believe me, I'm talking about myself, then the abuse and the torment and those things that are happening to you, then that's your own fault. We're capable of making choices. Look, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me in my old days, and I didn't listen to him. So I got what I deserved. And believe me, it wasn't pretty. But it did lead to this ministry. So what Satan intended for bad, God turned to for good. So thank goodness. But I answered the call, too. Big difference. Now, Hillary, I want to get back to her. Now, she's going to be making her debut next week, I believe it is, for the Democratic Convention. And I want you to understand that everything out of her mouth is a lie. She's incapable of speaking the truth. She's a lesbian. She is not human. She is just a hodgepodge of a cauldron of demons. She's a cauldron of demons. And I bet you that her handlers are just sitting there like you watch your child walk for the first time. You know, they take that first step and you're trying to reach out because you don't want them to fall on their face. Well, they're probably, you know, you are what you are. And she will slip up once in a while, and something will come flying out of her mouth, and they're just probably dying that she's going to really reveal who she is. That's why I refer to her as a Hildebeest, all right? So again, your vote. You need to understand that there is an alternative. The reptilian Trump, demon-possessed clone Hillary, or let's say that we investigate the Constitution Party to see the average Joe, who does read his Bible, who has nothing to do with the New World Order, the Council on Foreign Relations, does not sacrifice children, does not sodomize children. Don't think Hillary doesn't do that. Because I'm telling you what, you drop the shorts, you may be a little surprised what you're going to find there. Can you say Michelle Obama? All right. Now, remember, God sees all things. He's all-powerful, omnipresent. He knows everything. He's in control, and don't let anyone tell you that he's not. But his laws were written from day one. So are those things established that we as man, who've been given the tools and the responsibility and the authority, has given that to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Okay? So until Christ return, it's our job to put things right. So, again, God sees all things, and the angels go about writing those things in the books. Everything we've done, whether it's in front of whether we appear before the Bema seat or the judgment seat of God, believe me, everything we've done, every idle word we've said, will be revealed. That's one of the reasons that repentance is so important. Okay? Doesn't mean that you sit there all day and repent because you stubbed your toe and all this other. No. There are things we're called to do, and if we're disobedient, if we're rebellious, then those things are very, very important, because what it is when you are rebellious, when you are disobedient, when you are lawless, okay? So if Jesus came to fulfill the law and we do not do the works of Christ, then we're lawless. Church will never tell you that. But I'll tell you what, I do not want the books opened up. And I don't want Jesus to say, away from me, I did not know you. To fall in the hands of a living God is not a good thing. It's a terrible thing. So, if you vote for Trump, and when the books are opened up, because they will be, every head will bow, every knee shall bend, then you're going to say to God, I picked the lesser of the two evils. When we're not to be associated, we're not to allow, we're actually to stand against. So try and talk your way out of that one. It isn't going to work. You know, I want to remind everyone that when I came to Jesus, that I was doing something very stupid that had to do with the spirit realm, and I opened up something that I wished I hadn't. That can opener opened up a can of whoop, you know what. And the demons were bad enough. But the definition of outer darkness I experienced, and that was the exact. There was no love of God. Now, in the world, even though that this is an environment that is evil. The Holy Spirit is still here. As I mentioned, God's still in control. But as we see being cast out in an hour of darkness, what I experienced was that it is absolutely void of God's love. Absolutely void of God's love. It was terrifying to know that I was subject to the elements of complete evil without any restitution, without any involvement to separate me, to keep me safe. And if you remember the story, then I had just happened to buy a Bible a couple of weeks earlier, and it was very close by, and I grabbed it, and I asked God, I said, God, make these things go away, and he did. He honored that. And within the next 5 minutes, I came to Jesus Christ. And I've been serving him ever since. So that makes me a bond servant. Now, I've had people even argue with me about that. Well, we're supposed to be friends. Well, we are friends. But I know who I'm to serve. I cannot serve two masters. I cannot drink the cup of demons and the cup of Christ. I had to make a decision. And your decision, if you decide to go along with the mainstream and do the voting for Trump and whatever, you need to understand you're picking a vessel that will have Satan. Okay? You're going to have... you've been warned. I'm just going to leave it at that. You've been warned. Running out of time. All right. You know, I lost track of this week. I'm sorry. So this is what... Yeah, it is Thursday. Okay. You're not feeling good and you're trying to burn the candle at both ends. You tend to lose sight of everything. All right. So I'm going to close with this. Who is my brother? Okay? Now, when Jesus, who we know as the Son of God, that he recognized that a fleshly vessel on this earth, just because it was of the same mother, because remember, Jesus was born first. So Jesus did have brothers and he did have sisters. He was born first. It was funny. I was sitting in church one day and someone looked at me and go, how could he have brothers and sisters if he was of the Holy Spirit? Well, because he was the first one. And then, okay, that's not a brain twister. But he recognized that until they came into agreement that they were not the true spirit brother and sister. So the question is, who is your brother? Who is your sister in Christ? See, when Jesus returns, he comes back with a sword. And there's going to be a separation. Those who you thought you're going to find out are not. So make your decision now. Go to your prayer closet. Say, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for divine direction and guidance. I don't want anything else but you. My ear gates and my eye gates, I dedicate. My spirit, my soul, I dedicate to you through the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe unto Jesus. Oh, that'll drive the demons crazy. Just understand that your spirit lives forever. And it's your choice where it goes. And the only one you can blame is yourself. Whether you've been lied to or deceived, God promised he would make a way for us. So if you're still in that bondage, then somewhere along the line, you rejected the Holy Spirit. And you need to apologize for it. See, when you grieve the Holy Spirit, then you've put yourself in a predicament or circumstance that the demons just absolutely love. You know, some of the old punishments, some of the old tortures was to bury somebody and put sugar or honey on them for the ants to come. Okay? That's the spirit realm, ladies and gentlemen. So don't even go there. All right, I'm done. Good night.